Hello, I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Gensol Mobility said it has launched India's first electric vehicle taxi fleet, Blue Smart, in Delhi NCR, with about 70 cars that will be ramped up to 400 vehicles by the end of March 2019. The company, which is in talks with various car companies such as Tata Motors, Mahindra & Mahindra and Nissan for procuring EVs, has also invested over Rs 50 crore to set up charging infrastructure in various parts of the city. Moving on, the government is considering credit guarantee for term loans of up to Rs 100 crore as well as interest subsidy on loans up to Rs 1000 crore for electronic manufacturing companies under the new policy in works. According to the proposal, the government will provide up to 50% guarantee cover of the sanctioned loan amount, the source said. Flipkart-owned fashion retailer Myntra announced the exit of its CEO Anant Narayanan after speculations ranging for nearly 2 months. Flipkart has now named Amar Nagaram as the new head of Myntra and Jabong, who will be reporting to the group CEO Kalyan Krishnamurthy. Amar, who recently moved to Myntra, is a Flipkart veteran who has donned the roles of Vice President Consumer Shopping Experience and Director of Mobile and Web Engineering. India's number 2 most valued Desi startup, Ola, has a new name among its impressive list of investors: Flipkart co-founder Sachin Bansal. Bansal has invested $21 million in the cab hailing platform as part of an ongoing Series J round. The Commerce Ministry on Monday said Government e-Marketplace has launched an initiative to enable women entrepreneurs and self-help groups to sell different products on the platform. The initiative Womania on GEM seeks to develop women entrepreneurship on the margins of society to achieve gender-inclusive economic growth. At a time India is holding sway as one of the fastest-growing smartphone markets worldwide, Apple's grip on the country seems to be slipping if its iPhone sales figures are anything to go by. From a 50% jump year-on-year to 2.6 million iPhone shipments in India in 2016, the past year saw the numbers plunging. Apple's India shipments are pegged at 1.6 to 1.7 million in 2018, up to 50% lower than the 2017 level. President Donald Trump on Monday said he expects to be able to reach a trade deal with China, which is feeling the impact of US tariffs. Chinese officials said the next round of negotiations would be held in Washington between January 30th and 31st. Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed on December 1st to a 3-month truce in the escalating spat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Kollam Bypass, built at a cost of Rs 352 crore in Kerala today. The project will ease traffic congestion around Kollam town and reduce the travel time between Alappuzha and Thiruvananthapuram. Hospitality firm Oyo Hotels and Rooms on Monday said it is working on a roadmap for 1 million room inventory from the existing count of 4.6 lakh. This will help Oyo to become the world's top player from number 3 now, said Aditya Ghosh, Oyo CEO, India and South Asia. The company has set a target of 2.5 million rooms by 2023, its promoter Ritesh Agarwal said. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Please tune in tomorrow for more business news.